اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم. Dear listeners of IRB English Radio, brothers and sisters, welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really happy that I have Hussein Akbari here, Brother Ali Nasir, and Hassan Nasrullah. I really welcome you all. Welcome everyone. Salam, Hussein, how are you?
I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah. How about you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Great.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Ready, everyone, to go and start our class? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 110 from Surah Al-An'am on page 141. Top of the page or bottom of the page?
Bottom
of the page. Just the last Ayah in this page. It's on this page. So, let's once listen to the recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونقلب أفئدتهم وأبصارهم كما لم يؤمنوا به أول مرة ونذرهم في طغيانهم يعمهون.
Nice recitation, mashallah. Okay. We will have a short introduction and explanation about this ayah, then we'll move on to the tajweed rules, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, hope you have your Quran, page 141.
141.
Surah Al-An'am, ayah
110.
Let's see what Allah Almighty says. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. ونقلب أفئدتهم وأبصارهم كما لم يؤمنوا به أول مرة ونذرهم في طغيانهم يعمهون. So Allah Almighty says, we transform their hearts and their visions as they did not believe in it the first time, and we leave them bewildered in their rebellion. Look, when Allah Almighty sends you prophets and clear evidences and clear insights, okay, for you to understand and differentiate between right things and
evil things.
So when Allah Almighty does so, Allah Almighty has given you wisdom.
Yes.
To understand this. Yes. So, take advantage of this. And find your way. Okay?
Inshallah.
And go to the right way. But, there is one thing. With those who are wise enough. Okay? With those who have at least a little belief in Allah Almighty. A drop of, for example, Iman in their heart. They will find their way. Allah Almighty will, the help and the blessing of Allah Almighty will take them as well, okay? Will be showered upon them.
Yes.
They will be guided. But there are people, okay, out of evil desires, okay? Out of evil desires, they will not accept the clear evidences. Though they are very, very clear for them. though they are very understandable for them, though they see the right, the fact, the truth, still they refuse. Okay?
Yes.
They refuse to obey. So these kind of people, Allah Almighty will give them many opportunities. Allah Almighty will give them different chances. Time and again, time and again. They commit mistakes. They do bad things, bad deeds, okay? Evil deeds. Allah will forgive them and again bless them and help them to be guided. But when you misuse the opportunities, the blessings that Allah Almighty has given you, has showered upon you, then Allah Almighty will leave you alone. Will leave you by your own. Okay? Will leave you by your own. Then whatever you do, do it. You're free to do anything you want. But the day of judgment, when it comes, you have no way to run. To what? To run. Okay? To skip. Alright?
Yes.
In the day of judgment, you will see that Allah Almighty will teach you a lesson there, okay? Look, hey, I gave you a lot of chances. I told you not to do that again, that bad deeds, okay? Stop, worship me, do your best, be a good person. You didn't. Here, there's no other time. When you see, when that person feels himself, okay, in front of, before Allah Almighty, like, it doesn't mean Allah is there, okay, has a body and you see him, no. When you feel yourself, okay, like you're being judged, you will regret. You will ask Allah, Rabbi irji'uni, oh God, please return me back to the world. La'alli a'malu salihan. La'alli a'mala salihan. I wish I will do something good. Please return me. Okay? Lima taraktu. I will do good things, okay? Good deeds. Please return me. Then Allah says, Kalla. No. It's just something you say. It's something you have proven. Okay? In dunya, I gave you thousands, millions of times. I give you chances, okay? To what? To make tawbah. Yes? To return repent. To me. To repent.
Yes.
But you repented. But again, you turn to be the same person. So there is no other chance for you. Sorry. Okay? We don't have any discount. Sorry, we don't have any free items for you. No chances left. Alright?
Yes.
So, these kind of people will be left on their own. Allah Almighty says, وَنَذَرُهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ And we leave them in this world bewildered in their rebellion. Okay? There are a lot of people, okay? They make a lot of money from illegal ways, non-Islamic ways, a lot of people, okay? You might see, you might envy them, wow, look at him, he has a lot of money. But you don't know that Allah Almighty has left them. They don't have Allah. They don't have Allah, simple. Yes. They don't have Allah.
Yeah.
This is the most dangerous thing you can think of it, when you don't have God with you.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
Let's recite a salawat, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj. Moreover, you should, more on this, you should go and refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, and learn. So, we'll move on to the Tajweed rules. وَنُقَلِّبُ أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ So, listen how I read it. كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَنَذَرُوهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ وَنُقَلِّبُ قَ has a heavy sound, yes?
Yes.
Heavy letter. وَنُقَلِّبُ أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ the Hamza. Pronounce it correctly.
Yes.
أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ wa wow, pronounce it wa, not va. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ no. Wa, okay? W sound. وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ أَبْ has an echoing sound. One of the Qutbijat letters. قَافْ طَا بَا
جِيمَنْدَال.
These five letters, whenever they appear sakin, try to pronounce them with an echoing sound. Echoing That's the sound. Rule. What is the rule called? قَلْ
قَلْ
قَلْ قَلْ Nice one. وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ صَا has a heavy sound. Ra has a heavy sound. كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ You see the baby wa, baby ya next to her? A fallen ya. Oh, like a fish.
Yeah.
That says, extend the sound. بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّ heavy sound. مَرَّةٍ How do you read it? مَرَّةٍ wa.
مَرَّةٍ
مَرَّةِ Nasal sound or no?
No. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, with wow.
Yeah, of course.
مَرَّةِ وَنَذَرُوهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ When you stop here, extend the sound. يَعْمَهُونَ Okay? That's all. Ready to practice the recitation? Huh?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, listen to us and practice with us. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ونقلب أفئدتهم وأبصارهم كما لم يؤمنوا به
ونقلب أفئدتهم وأبصارهم كما لم يؤمنوا به
يؤمنوا به okay wow كما لم يؤمنوا به أول مرة ونذرهم في طغيانهم يعمهون
كما لم يؤمنوا به أول مرة ونذرهم في طغيانهم يعمهون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Ahsantum. Allah bless you, inshallah. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being with us. Allah bless you. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you, Hassan. Thank you, Ali Nasir and Hussein. See you, inshallah, in the coming session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Muhammad wa'ajjil farajahu
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستطيع حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان، وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.